With an Now TV Sky Cinema Pass, you can start streaming the best movies around. From brand new blockbusters like Rocketman and The Lion King, to all-time favourites, including the Harry Potter collection. Whatever you feel like watching, we've got you covered. All with no contract. To start your 7-day free trial today, search Now TV. 18 plus new customers only. Auto renews at $11.99 per month unless cancelled. Cancel at any time. Terms apply.
Omniverse. Welcome to the Orphans Exposé. We'd like to thank our patrons Zendrick42, Terry Jensen, Jameson Lalone, and Dave Mass for their support in making this series possible. And now, Episode 2, Minister Vasquez.
How can you listen to that crap? Felicity Barrett is a modern-day bard. She's just a flashy performer. She can't actually sing.
She's the best female vocalist working right now, I'll have you know.
Yeah, whatever. Hey! Watch where you're going!
Watch it! Standing.
Standing?
It's what other clones call Cordelias. We're just standings.
That's so shit.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Right, Vasquez.
Think he's gonna be harder than Garrett?
Yeah. Don't just go bowling in on the questions. We have to be subtle about it.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you for coming all the way to Alaris, girls. It's a treat to be interviewed by the Chronicle.
Oh, it's our honor, Minister Vasquez. Thank you for taking the time.
Mm. Yes, you are at the top of our list for interview.
Well, that is very kind of you to say. Apologies, could you remind me of your call sign?
Oh, I'm Cordelia Vale.
Ah, lovely. Cordelia Vale and Rachel Bronte. I'm sure we can come up with something for your readers.
I think so. Should we get a start?
Why not?
So, could you start by giving us an overview of your work?
Yes. I'm Arnold Vasquez. I'm the representative for Mariga, and I'm the minister responsible for the Department of Civic Responsibility and Welfare.
And could you tell us a bit about the ministry?
Yes. We ensure that every collective citizen is living up to our collective expectations. We ensure that we maintain a basic standard of living and working conditions for all of our people.
And what does that involve?
Oh, a great many things. Let's see. Well, we interface with the Ministry of Agriculture to oversee the distribution of rations and food.
That must be a big operation. Is that all over the collective that the food is being distributed?
Yes. The agriculture cultivated on planets like Kontrak and Sagara is distributed as freely and fairly as we can throughout the collective.
What about Mariga? Is the Marigan minister going to sneak a few more of those famous pears into the shops?
Oh, yeah. I wish. I really do. But, sadly, we aren't able to grow them any longer.
Oh, no. How come?
Well, there's been some trouble with the crops lately. You know, we've preserved the last few seeds, though. It's hopefully once we're able to understand the problem with the land, we can bring them back. You know, my family will be ecstatic, believe me. They love the pears.
So, tell us a bit about your life. You're from Mariga, but you live and work on Alaris.
That's right. I'm wherever the council puts me, and right now I'm most useful here. But I always keep my constituents at my heart. Mariga is a sturdy old boy of a planet. If they ever had anything on their mind, I'm sure my constituents wouldn't hesitate to put me in my place. My husband and my children live most of the time on Mariga. I commute back every few days to see them.
It must be difficult to be away from them.
Yes, very much so.
The incident with the science outpost must have been a difficult time for them.
Cordelia.
Pardon?
The incident with the soil being tainted by one of the science outposts. Your family must have been caught in the crossfire of that protest.
Yes, it was a difficult time for them. It was such an unfortunate day for everyone, really.
Has the council come any closer to understanding how the chemicals were able to spread from the facility to the land?
The investigation is ongoing. I can't comment. Perhaps this isn't the best topic of conversation.
No, I agree. Could you tell us a bit more about your life before the ministry?
I used to run a biomedical corporation, and I just remembered I have to be in a meeting.
Oh, we're happy to wait. We can come back after the meeting.
No, I'm not sure. We're quite busy, actually.
What about tomorrow?
I'll have my people get in touch with you. If you could please step out now. Thank you.
Right. Okay.
I said I was sorry.
Look, I need to know that you're going to take this seriously. You just lost us what could have been our most important interview.
I know, I'm sorry. He just gets under my skin. He's so fake. You know, he was the one who greenlit the whole project.
Yes, I know that. But we need him to actually say that. It's all well and good us knowing, but no one else will believe it.
I know. I'll do better next time, I'm sorry.
Oi, how are you doing? Standing.
Fuck off!
Is that the same Diana from earlier?
Yeah, just ignore her.
No, go talk to her.
What?
Just do it. I'll meet you back at the hotel.
Okay.
What are you coming over here for?
Why are you following me?
What are you talking about?
You're following me.
We know what you're trying to do.
What's that?
You're trying to expose the Marigan issue.
And how do you know that?
This. You should be more careful with who you let bump into you on the street.
Who are you?
We want to help. But first, we need to know we can trust you. We have samples.
What? Where? Show me.
We'll talk soon.
How am I meant to reach you? I don't even know your call sign.
You can call me Warner. We'll be in touch.
Thank you for listening to The Orphans Exposé. This episode starred Beth Eyre and Beth Crane, with special guest appearances by James Oliva and Brooke Parrott. The series is written and directed by Zachary Fortescom, executive produced by Ella Watts, with original music by James Barbarossa.
Omniverse.